Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy from Montana. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for January 6, 2018. And this is my first chance to wish you a Happy New Year. So let's make it a good one. This is a show today about 2018, a positive view of the future. I'll be discussing a wide range of topics and items that are in the news today. And this is a time of stupendous change that is stupefying many of us, so I'd like to shed some light on the subject. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. General enlightenment has lifted the veil on not only the deep state, but also the true state of quantum science and its implications for those megatrends that are now shaping global transformation. I'd like to begin today's show with a little cosmic perspective. I'm referring to the quantum reality of the source field, known as the unified field of energy laws and language operating throughout the universe. This is the quantum science state of the arts today. This is the proving of the value of energetic medicine like homeopathy, healing the body with subtle energy frequencies that has been largely stamped out by the big pharma, big drug cartel, who said there was no science behind it, which there wasn't 100 years ago, but there is now. So we're about to see the end of drug pushing for whatever ails you. Yep, that's coming, folks. Big transformations coming over this next year that's going critical mass, the understanding of the toxic effect of drugs and the subtle effect of energy healing technologies that are far more efficacious with no or less, well, virtually no side effects. But now we have the quantum science, which not only proves the healing power of subtle energies with homeopathy, but also the subtle energies of the deep state, deep space, I should say, the subtle energies of deep space, the energies of our galaxy, as it is stepped down through our solar system and the morphic fields around the Earth. They are called morphic fields because they resonate in our DNA and morph our consciousness according to those subtle quantum field energies on Earth, as in heaven, cosmos at large, as above, so below. The kingdom of heaven does indeed resonate within us. I'm referring to astrology here. Before quantum science, there was ignorance of energy fields as the causal field behind physical manifestation. But science has evolved. But the application of quantum science for upgrade of old paradigm institutions, not so much. It has not evolved as fast as the science has evolved. But that's changing. And that's what I'll be talking about today, the application of quantum science for culturing a golden age on Earth. That may sound rather ambitious, but actually a millennium, the millennial Aquarian quantum golden age has already happened in the continuum. The only question now is whether that will be sooner or later. Personally, I'd like to see a golden age sooner rather than later. And I wanted to see what that will look like for a long time. And what I've discovered has been known to many of you for a long time. This is the unity principle above all. This is the law of the one law above all. Calling it the law of the creator or law of love or whatever. It's the law of unity in our diversity, the family of mankind in a global village. No more divisive BS as those belief systems which foster the dark side of human nature. The unity state is the this unity state is beyond the sense of separation and suffering that has afflicted humanity for millennia. Within the great law of the one, there is a twin flame energy of complementarity for co-creation with creator. This two-in-one principle is a binary coupling like the binary star systems that make up most of the solar systems in our galaxy. This is the Alpha to Omega, the yin and the yang, and the archetype of soulmates on the path of win-win co-creation in the image and likeness of the great law. This is the natural order of the universe. We're in that universe, and that universe is within us. We have trillions of DNA-coded cells, and quantum science has shown that all our cells are communicating instantly in the quantum field, not only with each other, but also with the deep space energies of our solar system, as steps down the galactic field of energies into our consciousness being world. So here's my astrology psychology forecast for global humanity at this time. This is a serious time with the year-long Sun-Venus-Pluto conjunction in Capricorn that will be exact on Monday. This will initiate great cycles of transformation with the grounded practical power of love over the next 2 years. Mark my words, in 2 years we will look back and be amazed how things have changed. This had to happen sooner or later. The internet has opened the floodgates of general enlightenment. People worldwide have awakened to our true history and the phenomenal opportunity with a future of wholeness, healing, blessing, and sealing of the family of mankind united as one under the law of the one. I'm referring to the United Sovereigns of Earth, an upgrade of global net reality and application of quantum science for healing ourselves and the environment. This is a good time to remember, this is a good time to remember the first principles of the great law, whereby pure intention focuses attention with love's retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of unified field comprehension, how we are all one at heart. This is the coherence factor, which is the gold standard for quantum reality with those heart-coherent frequencies that are a golden ratio algorithm of one's heartbeat, but in the frequency of joy and holy compassion for all life. The most advanced fitness biometrics are now factoring this coherence as the gold standard for mental as well as physical fitness. The expression of Take Heart sums it up. Heart coherence is what optimizes mental and physical congruence, being fully present with a full spectrum of enlightened conscience, individually and collectively. The great law of the one is coherent above all. It's the frequency of love that weaves the fabric of the universe in all spheres of existence from the atomic to the galactic. The universe has rules and harmonic coherence frequencies, as infrequently, is rule number one. The heart of smart, when one is in their right brain. Right brain thinking is sometimes called non-linear thinking. It's not linear, logical, or otherwise like left brain thinking, which is more compartmentalized and visually dominant with pattern recognition skills. Right brain thinking is more intuitive with an inner knowing, which is more empathic with emotional intelligence and audio dominance with frequency discernment skills. This is not yet taught in the public school system, but will be common sense in primary grades in the future. When children learn the language of consciousness at the earliest ages with Montessori-like learning tools, they will become conscious of how they are conscious, learning how to learn, so that lifelong learning will mature with their conscience at the heart of personal and planetary ascension in terms of self-learning and self-healing, self-elevation of the salvation nature. This coherence factor is the great healer. The power of wisdom is at heart the power of love. Power without love is like wisdom without love. Both are heartless without love. A child can understand that, but the innocence of children is lost to many adults. The heart of love and mind of God are thus twin aspects of the same great law. The very nature of soul evolution implies a process of ever new beliefs, desires, and aspirations arising from the unconscious and expanding of our creative learning process to allow higher aspects of our true spirit nature to emerge. Sometimes we forget that we are great spiritual beings having a dense earthly experience. Sometimes that density is oppressive. A lot of people are feeling that now, especially with the conjunction of Sun, Venus, and Pluto in Capricorn. That powerful stellium of influence is also strongly aspected in a good way to an exact Mars-Jupiter conjunction in Scorpio right now, which, if you know the language of astrology, is a very powerful transformative influence by itself. So big changes are coming, folks. Big changes. These changes may be much different from what you expected and yet far better than you may have ever hoped for. Like a snake shedding its skin, this is a good time to leave behind old forms of security, identity, and support, because this will lead to an awareness and reliance on the newly revealed opportunity to empower wisdom with coherence in a personal and planetary process of conscientious evolutionary ascension in all our core social institutions. I discussed this process in my last blog and talk show regarding five positive megatrends shaping 2018. Reference to that in the show notes. These megatrends are like the seeds in the ground that are dominant in winter but will sprout in the spring. This is a time now when we are more dormant and have more time to think how we will sprout in 2018. So relax and take a deep breath in the fearless faith that transcends all the faithless fears that are incessantly promulgated in mainstream media. The currency of conscience is the best antidote for the psychology of subservience to tyranny that maintains endless war, disease, and death of the ecosystem for the profit of heartless institutions that regard their profit and power as priority to the constitution of conscience at the heart of the core constitutional rights of humanity. But this too shall change. There is an waking up and a wising up and rising up in the collective conscience of humanity, general enlightenment that has been accelerating with the computer internet revolution. As for global economics, mark my words, we will see global economic reset accelerating over the next several years. It's all moving in one inexorable direction, and that would be systemic decentralization of economic power from top-down institutionalized ownership and control values to bottom-up decentralized public ownership and control virtues. This is huge, folks. You might say it is foreordained by the cosmic DNA upgrade of our consciousness on a global scale because of the subtle energies coming into Earth's morphogenic fields at this time. A few months from now, Uranus, the planet of revolution, enters Taurus, the sign which rules money, staying there until 2026. The financial revolution that will replace each country's currency notes and coins with one global internet currency will seem radical in 2018 to most people, but it will be mainstream in 2026. So I'm looking down the road and giving you a foretaste of what will be coming and what global telecommunications will look like. Telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, the big megatrend shift that we'll be seeing throughout 2018. The most asked question I heard in 2017 from readers is, what does it all mean? This global telecom hardware cyber ethics, and why it will define, refine, and shine social conscience in our global social networks. Well, that's a loaded question, and then I'll try to unpack it. I mean, I realize this is a vision of the future that for many of us will have little meaning until it happens. Like after the internet began to show the value of emails first, and then websites, and then social network platforms like Facebook. Conscious evolution is like that. We have to experience it to fully know what it means. In the meantime, some of us are seriously interested in positive megatrends shaping 2018 and how they will shape big opportunities to catch and ride the wave of positive change. The timing now is of the essence. We're looking at a process of conscious evolution, revolution, revelations that are quite astounding. And it's sometimes difficult to step back and look at the big picture and get a frame of reference on where it's going. What are the trends now? What are they indicating as far as how these trends will be converging? The systemic decentralization trends with the internet and with cryptocurrencies and with blockchain technology that has a decentralizing direct relationship to everyone, not just person to person, but mass to mass, what that will look like for mass to mass interaction, whereby 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people can respond to the same program at the same time without creating noise, but instead creating an understanding, a pattern of collective consciousness that we'll be able to conceive and believe to achieve social conscience in our social networks. So I'm going to be going into what that looks like, how that works, how that decentralizing influence of collective conscience in our social networks will upgrade our core freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, government, with five core internet upgrades, you might say, for an upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms with our net reality as global netizens with the internet, all connected with our new instant, everywhere, interactive internet capabilities. This is huge. And the timing now is of the essence. We are reminded of the genius behind the pen name William Shakespeare, who had a way with words as true today as hundreds of years ago. As he said in Julius Caesar, or as William Shakespeare wrote, "There is a tide in the affairs of man, which, taken at the flood, leads on to fortune. Amid it, all the voyage of their life is bound in shallows and miseries. We must take the current when it serves, or lose our ventures." So, when the currency of conscience, the power of love, is harnessed with a universal interface for global TLC, telecom, telecommunications, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, cyber ethics will upgrade core internet freedoms, and cryptocurrency will evolve to naturally thrive with valuation of those social services that upgrade holistic healthcare, global education, representative government, and all the first principles of personal and planetary evolution revelations, you might say. So there is the underlying megatrend shaping all of the megatrends in 2018, which is decentralization of a systemic global nature due to the nature of our new instant, everywhere, and interactive internet capabilities. In other words, we're all connected with the capability of the family of mankind to unite in a global village of, by, and for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. But capability is one thing and application is another. Those who can conceive and believe how humanity will achieve a united state will naturally want to contribute to that wave, as will usher in a golden quantum age in harmony with the unified source field. The vision alone, how that works, can be the catalyst for personal and global self-fulfilling prophecy. So again, imagine what that will look like. And I'm going to go into this, a vision, which regards an upgrade of our five core internet freedoms to give you a sense of how we're right on the threshold of major a major upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms. And this is, again, all part of the natural evolution of the computer internet revolution. And I've discussed this throughout 2017 with the series of articles I did on the 2017 Big Shift. And I've gone into this somewhat in numerous previous shows over the last year regarding these megatrends, these trends, and the major trends, the megatrends that are shaping our immediate future and where they're coming from and where it's going. So I'm going to go into this a little bit now, and you might take a deep breath and consider how global humanity now is on the cusp of this Aquarian dispensation that will be, you might say, a quantum upgrade of our core constitutional freedoms, a global upgrade of these core constitutional freedoms with the Internet. And again, we're talking about net reality within the context of our new instant, everywhere, interactive net reality capabilities. And very few people are talking about this, but the understanding of our core Bill of Rights in the Constitution, how they're being updated, like freedom of assembly, for example. This is what social networks do. They're the new tribes, you might say, networks of friends and families and truth sources you've learned to trust through disciplined discernment. This is the circle of community, your sphere of connection and influence within decentralized, interactive social networks over an open internet. This is the net neutrality principle of equal access for free assembly, like electronic town hall meetings, how we're all coming together in social networks on the internet. Facebook's a prime example. You've got social network communities on every subject you can imagine. And there's an open principle, you know, this freedom of assembly, and there's a freedom of speech within those networks. And there's an interactive process within these social networks of originating and evaluating content in social media. And then creating new content that highlights consensus, you know, the common sense of what people are thinking, with enlightened context and meaning in both coherent frequency and geometrized form. Now, I'm referring to a process of freedom of speech that will be upgraded with instant, everywhere interactive capabilities in a way that will organize information. It's called information's ecology, the recycling of general knowledge in the way that empowers specific wisdom with, you might say, coherent conscience. This is the net reality principle of optimal systems of free speech. You know, we've got the ability at this point with what's called Web 3.0 social media platforms like Facebook, whereby you have a limited ability of people on an individual basis to communicate with masses of other individuals, like one to mass. Well, the next generation and the capability is mass-to-mass, whereby an individual can create a program and be able to convey that like a video that they originate, so that people in the network will be able to evaluate it on a mass scale. And you'll have 100 or 1,000, a million people be able to respond to that video with three numbers in sequence. And those three numbers in sequence on your alphanumeric keyboard on your computer or on your palm top or laptop, you know, handheld, can create a dot and a cube. Now, this technology has been developed. It's called Cosmic Cube technology. And it's, a holographic 3D representation of the cosmic cube within the brain holodeck between your ears, from upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, and forebrain to rear brain. You know, you might say foresight to hindsight. And these three numbers in the sequence relate to these three axes, from as above, so below, left to right, left brain, right brain, and again, forebrain, foresight to rear brain, hindsight. And it's a way of looking at light language, you know, the brightness scale in the first dimension, your first impression when you're watching a video. At any one point, you can punch in three numbers and put in a light dimension, a scale. And the extremes on the end of the perspective, on the dimension, you might say, from above to below, would be like a 1 and 0 in the middle, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, or 0 at the middle. And if you're centered and connected, you might say, on that dimension where your perception of the brightness level of that presentation at that point when you're punching in these three numbers. That first number relates to, you might say, the brightness scale. The second dimension is like the color spectrum from left brain to right brain. You know, you've got the left brain linear, and you've got the blue, and it's like the intellectual, the, like Spock on one end of the spectrum, and you've got Scotty and the emotional, a red on the other end of the spectrum. And of course, yellow and green are balanced in angstrom units in the middle of the color spectrum, and there you would have, you know, the captain, you might say, with the balance of left brain and right brain influences. So if you're watching a program and you're saying it's too intellectual or too emotional or unbalanced in that dimension, you would get put a 1 or 2 or 3, you know, at the beginning of the scale. Or if you think it's balanced, you would put, like, again, the 0, the punch in the 0 on that scale, and that would show it's centered and connected more so. Anyway, these three numbers in sequence create a dot in a cube, and you can have like a little 3D graphic with a field of dots showing how 100 or 1 million people responded at that point, reflecting, you might say, a consensus of consciousness at that point of the video, whereby the context and meaning can be, again, evaluated by the collective conscience of the social network. And then new videos can be created referencing how the collective consciousness came together or was polarized. And again, the value and meaning of that regarding the context and meaning at that point of the video will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness through that process as we become more conscious of how we are conscious and use this tool to communicate, you might say, on a real-time basis, like electronic town hall meetings with, in a real-time fashion with as many as 1 million people or 1,000 people. This is what's called Web 3.0. And this model, this metaphor is, you know, of light language is referred to as cyber ethics. So we've heard about cryptocurrencies as far as the economy with blockchain technology for decentralizing it. Well, blockchain technology can decentralize the communication process with cyber ethics so that you've got real-time interaction of thousands or even millions of people that references their collective consciousness with real-time representative government, like freedom of speech and assembly, and to petition government all in one fell swoop. It's like an upgrade, whereby the field of consciousness can be objectified in terms of how we are conscious individually and collectively. Now, there's no reference in this or, you know, tagging of this to how an individual is conscious. This can be set up so that there's confidentiality individually, but collectively, that this process can represent, you might say, the field or the cloud of consciousness, with the field of dots representing, you know, might say, the unified field of consciousness at any one point of the video. Now, groups of people respond to different parts of a video presentation where the context and meaning, you know, is more congruent or coherent, you know, where there's more response, taking those very coherent or congruent, you know, moments where there's a very unique, unified field of consensus that represents that context and meaning at that point, and at any one point of a video, new videos can be made referencing those, that context and meaning, and how the collective consciousness came together at that point. Now, the value of that is that you've got, you might say, the coalescence of light, of consciousness, at any one part of a video and throughout a video, where you can reference then, you might say, the essence of the essence, or the most enlightened context and meaning, getting to the essence of an issue. Whether that issue was social, political, and economic, this will bring collective conscience, consensus, with more light, with more conscience, collective conscience, to the issue. And in the process, it will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This process of conscious evolution, culturing social conscience and our social networks, is the evolutionary ascension of global humanity. The vision alone how this can work, and I'm providing in the show notes the link, which you can go to at heartcom.org/vision, all capital letters after the front slash, vision.htm. That vision of how this process works is diagrammed, explained in more detail. You might say it's God vision or geometrically ordered divinity, G-O-D, geometry of divinity, geometric ordered divinity. The geometry of frames of reference for this process known as the cosmic cube, or sometimes referenced as the pyramid of self and civilization, and it's sometimes referred to in the mysteries as the most powerful thought form in the universe and the key to the ascension of the planet, which is like the plan. Looking down on the Great Pyramid, we have a square with a cross through the middle and a circle representing the capstone. So the circle, triangle, square, as far as referencing the spherical consciousness, the law of the one, the spirit that matters, at the heart of the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, and how they're integrated with the wholeness that's holistic. It's like the fractal order of the holographic universe. There is order in the universe, the order of the universe, the kingdom of heaven, you might say, within us, within the fabric of space and time. And again, the fractal order of the universe, the holographic universe. It's now understood in quantum science that there is a fractal order, it's geometrized, and there are pure geometric thought form principles throughout all creation, on all levels from the atomic to the galactic. And we're talking about right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, and radiant energy fields. These are the three principles that are understood in those who understand quantum field psychology, which is known as astrology. We've got right dynamic energy fields with like squares and oppositions, an alignment with a linear alignment in that regard, and you've got nonlinear relationships, conjunctions of energies, blending of energies. You might say spherical geometrizing of harmony of the spheres and how they relate. And you've got the sextiles and the trines, which are like the radiant energy fields. So you've got the right dynamic energy fields, the round magnetic energy fields, and you've got radiant energy fields, which is like the synergy in the trinity, trines, the 120-degree aspects in astrology. Anyway, these quantum field energy principles are now understood with quantum science as operating on all levels, again, from the atomic to the galactic, to fields within fields. And all there is energy, and there are laws. God has methods. The universe has laws. There is an order to the universe. And these principles are really foundational to what is the science for success, for organizing all information in formation. In the cosmic cube, the holodeck between your ears, the components to the capstone vision, the third eye, and this process of organizing information in formation, geometrizing, you might say, information. This is what cyber ethics, hardware, Web 3.0 does. It's sometimes referred to information's ecology, the recycling of general knowledge in the way they generate specific wisdom, empowering wisdom with coherent consciousness. The integration of these three principles, power, wisdom, and love, right dynamic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, and coherent, radiant energy fields. So this is all referring to, on the internet, the net reality principle, the net neutrality principle of optimal systems of free speech. I mean, as I said, we've got freedom of the press with the internet that represents the new printing press as the computer internet web press itself. I mean, this is the freedom to be impressed by any truth and press it forward or pay it forward by sharing it with your social network. Now, a universal interface for global net reality, as I referred to, with these three numbers in sequence in the language of light of consciousness, light as consciousness, and that light language can be expressed for unity conscience in social networks. You know, culturing unity in our diversity, e pluribus unum. Freedoms of press, assembly, and to petition government. So this is the net reality principle of co-creation with the free press. And freedom to petition government is upgraded with the integration of these first three freedoms, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to petition government, by integrating current information technology capabilities. It's now possible to have 100 or a million people respond to a live or pre-recorded video at the same time, qualifying consensus with a language of consciousness interface for mass-to-mass interaction. A universal interface for global interaction on a mass-to-mass scale. Now, again, the vision of that alone, how that works, the implications of it, for decentralizing social conscience and social networks with an upgrade of conscience, as in with a capital C, as we become conscious of how we are conscious. It's like E equals MC squared with C with the symbol, the speed of light. As you become conscious of how you are conscious, as with the language of light as consciousness, we approach the speed of light, which is as with a conscience. With a capital C, as in cyber ethics. So hardware cyber ethics, Web 3.0, where it's going, what this looks like and how this will work, that vision alone can be the catalyst for a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I provided enough components to that capstone vision that for those who are interested and go into that, your visualization capabilities and meditation mediation capabilities for concentration, left brain, right brain concentration and determination with your free will, you know, pure intention, will find integration and it'll become a self-evident truth, you know, how that works. Again, I'm talking about something that hasn't happened yet. I can say this is where it's going. Kind of common sense is going that direction because these principles are universal. These megatrends are pretty much self-evident. The decentralization of our social, political, and economic institutions and where that's going as far as well-informed choice, freedom of choice, and more people becoming conscious of how they are conscious and what is really going on in the world from the perspective of our shared social network conscience, social conscience and social networks, with general enlightenment with the internet going to the next level of global collective conscience of ourselves as a whole. You know, basically, global humanity, you know, and freedoms of our speech, assembly, petition, government, you know, an upgrade of global humanity with social conscience in our social networks with a universal interface for global TLC. Tender loving care in telecom, teleconscience, telecommerce. Telecare, health, holistic health care, and what those models will each look like. I mean, we're seeing it with global education. I mean, it's, you know, the revolution in higher consciousness that's going on with the computer internet revolution. It's just like people are finding out our true history, what's really going on. I mean, it's, you know, the internet has become the major source of news, and you know, the deep state BS belief system is being bypassed by the decentralized internet. People are finding out the truth about the deep state and their agenda, which is ownership and control rather than liberation with light. You know, more light, more consciousness. It's like how to keep us divided and conquered rather than, you know, unified and liberated. And people are waking up to that. There's a mass awakening going on. And you might say this is really a spiritual movement towards unity in our diversity. It's like freedom, an upgrade of our freedom of religion. And I'm talking about spiritually, for people who are not necessarily religious but are truly spiritual. They're really into the golden rule, you know, at the heart of all religions, you know, unity in our diversity, you know, the common sense, gold standard, of virtue, the primary teaching of every religion, you know, is just these spiritual principles. I mean, it's the same, you know, in Christianity and Judaism and Hinduism and Sikhism and Islam and Buddhism and Taoism. It's all this first principle, the law of, you know, in Christianity, it's in everything. Do to others as you'd have them do unto you, for this is the law and the prophets. Then Judaism, like the principle of what is harmful to you, do not do to your neighbor. This is the whole Torah. All the rest is commentary. And Hinduism, where it says this is the sum of duty, to not do to others what would cause pain if done to you. And Buddhism, you know, treat not others in ways that you yourself would find harmful. You can find every religion, Islam, not one of you truly believes until you wish for others what you wish for yourself. That's from the Prophet Muhammad. Taoism, you know, regard your neighbor's gain as your own gain and your neighbor's loss as your own loss. I mean, you know, Sikhism, I am a stranger to no one and no one is a stranger to me. Indeed, I am a friend to all. And Zoroastrianism, do not do unto others whatever is injurious to yourself. I mean, I could go on and on. Jainism, one should treat all creatures in the world as one would like to be treated. This is the golden rule. This is the gold standard. And with well-informed choice in our social networks to own our own lives with freedom, truth, and justice, we either choose that or we dishonor the golden rule with paradigm paralysis, you know, stinking thinking that suffers separation, perception, deception from fake news and false flags that orchestrate terror for tyranny tactics to profit from war, disease, and death of the sacred. You know, this is basically the Kali Yuga dark side of the force that we're coming out of, and we're moving towards a new core conscientious common sense golden rule based civilization, global civilization. I mean, common sense would say that no free country starts a war. A nation that is free to choose will always choose peace. And, you know, if Americans had a choice, we'd have peace, you know, now. We'd have global peace. We'd be into cooperation rather than competition over the scarcity of resources when the economics of scarcity has become an oxymoron. I mean, the new technologies could create extraordinary abundance on Earth. And we're talking about free energy technologies that could liberate abundance of healing, and healing technologies that could liberate abundant health and prosperity. And we're talking about, you know, breakthrough technologies that have been suppressed but are now coming out. The internet, it's coming out all over the world. Technology, you know, they're going into production for free energy technology. There's no stopping it. So this personal and planetary transformation in 2017 will optimize trust in these five core constitutional freedoms in our global sphere. And this is basically the global conscious evolution revelations that will mature and organize all information. With trust in interactive standards, a global golden rule standard of universal love, you might say universal love interface, you know, for global us as united sovereigns, a unity state for united sovereigns of Earth. So this is what I have been talking about in the last this last year. I've been working up to this 2017 Big Shift series as mass illusion disintegrates. You know, fake news is exposed and 5D conscious integrates. You know, the whole truth disclosed. And now we're at a point there are enough good people who get it. You know, there is a revolution in higher consciousness that is going mainstream worldwide, and people are looking to how good things can be with more light and love, easier and faster. So this is huge, folks. I'm excited about it. I don't know if you can tell. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. I can't think of anything better to do. As for the global economics, you know, like I say, we're in for a huge reset. And I can't emphasize enough how this is going to be rather disruptive to the economy worldwide in the United States, and disruptive to our normalcy bias, you might say. You know, our normalcy bias as far as our comfort zone, because change is disquieting. But this is something that's going on. And there's actually dimensions of this. There's dimensions of this where we need to understand that this decentralization of everything, the blockchain technology, and this, the trend in this, the mega trends in this direction. And again, I've discussed five major mega trends that are moving fast in 2018 in ways that are quite profound. And we're looking at huge changes over this next year. And I'm looking forward to 2018 in terms of what this is going to mean. And what this will look like, and fleshing it out. And I've kind of gone through, you know, the vision of it, global telecare, and global holistic healing with global telecare and global telecommunications with this interactive interface, and how that will involve and evolve, you might say, an upgrade of our core internet freedoms and the principle of net neutrality globally. And what are the principles involved with that? What will that look like, and how that will work? I think that's hugely important. So, you know, I would like to be an instrument in that regard, you know, shaping it in that direction. And I'm hoping that there will be more people that I'm networking with who have different pieces of the puzzle. Be able to share that on the Cosmic Love Show. Be able to interview and share their information on my blog. I'm really big on doing a resource inventory of where things are going, where we want to go. Again, five positive megatrends shaping 2018. And again, this was my last show on Cosmic Love. I went into more on this. But since I talked about that, I fleshed out that article a lot more. And what are different dimensions of this? These five major megatrends. Now we're talking about, you know, the and I'm going to just kind of, you know, this understanding of telecommunications, you know, telecom, global telecommunications. What the upgrade will look like with, you know, our five core internet freedoms. How that will work in terms of the next big thing in the computer internet revolution. And again, we're talking about we've seen the shift from Web 1.0, which was the original internet, you know, like as with an email, to Web 2.0 with social network platforms. And Web 3.0 will see web internet platforms with an interactive interface for mass-to-mass interaction. And this is, again, a level of conscious evolution which will evolutionize or revolutionize, you know, conscious evolution with teleconscience, the principle of telecommunity, and local and global community, and culturing conscience within a community. Culturing real community rather than pseudo or virtual community. What real community will look like as far as a meritocracy and an economy with a meritocracy. What that will look like, a true meritocracy. And a meritocracy in healthcare. What that will look like with global telecare. With the best solutions for global holistic healing. And personal holistic healing. You know, where you'll be able to reference. Go to a website, and the technology exists for this now. I mean, where this could be developed very quickly, even in 2018, where you go to a website and you go to a portal through a portal in that website, and you've got free online information that's highly personalized to your biological type. You know, your dominant recessive glands, your metabolic type, you know, your blood type, and all this information. You know, regarding you being able to look at your current symptom profile or someone in your family, your children, and put in the current symptom profiles and be able to see what's working best for that condition, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or some eclectic combination. And what that will look like in terms of a database that expands, you know, with people sharing what's working best so that you've got an empirical database of what's working best with, you know, as with, you know, wisdom of the crowd. As the database expands, it becomes more self-evident what's working best for healing individual. And we're talking about not just self-care, but physician care. So that physicians can access this database, and whatever their modality of healthcare is, they can screen an individual, check the database in general, and then reference their own particular modality if that's a choice that people want to go with. So that people have control of their own health again, that they own their own lives, they own their own body, they own their own health. And if you haven't got health freedom, health sovereignty, you haven't got any freedom at all. You know, so the health is wealth. You know, and wholeness and health and you know, personally is the key to holistic health globally. You know, and as it goes individually with sovereignty for the individual, so it goes for the planet. So this is a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of telecommunications, teleconscience, telecommunity, telecare, telecommerce, and I'm with the article, I go into different dimensions of this, you know, the megatrend shaping 2018. And I'll be expanding on that throughout the year. So that's a lot right there. I wanted to give a kind of an orientation where it's going, what I'll be doing this next year. So keep in mind the intention of love, your intention of love, for the power of wisdom with attention, retention, and evolving ascension of universal love principles in form and frequency. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Thanks for listening to Cosmic Love, and thanks to BBS Radio for making this show possible. And see you on those cosmic highways. Happy trails until we meet again.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.